Having driven the Russians back upon the village of Eylau in a week of brutal midwinter campaigning, the French succeeded in capturing the village on the evening of the 7th of February, 1807. Winning for themselves a degree of shelter during a night of frigid winds and heavy snow squalls. Though vital reinforcements destined for both armies had not yet reached the field, battle was joined shortly after dawn on the 8th with a thunderous artillery duel that turned the already murky skies into a hellish backdrop of smoke and sleet. By 9:30, Marshal Davout's troops had come into line on the French right and begun fighting their way into the village of Serpollin. Meanwhile, however, on the opposite end of the line, Soult's corps were taking a severe pounding from massed guns along the Russian center. With his left falling back in confusion, Napoleon countered by sending Augereau's corps forward to assist Davout in turning the enemy's flank. Wading through knee-deep snows and into the teeth of a raging blizzard, Augereau's men were subjected to a withering bombardment followed by a Russian cavalry charge that broke up their formations and left them milling helplessly between the contending lines. At this point, his battle plan having gone badly awry, Napoleon sought to cover Augereau's withdrawal by sending his cavalry reserve forward. Making their way across the frozen landscape, Murat's troopers succeeded in breaking through the Russian lines, only to discover their escape route blocked when Russian infantry closed ranks behind them. This fresh predicament prompted Napoleon to order a second cavalry charge to rescue the first, and by the time these various maneuvers were completed, the greater part of both armies lay dazed and exhausted. By mid-afternoon, with the French center and left effectively fought out, it remained for Davout's corps to drive home its attack on the right. Advancing as far as the village of Kuchitin, Davout's troops succeeded in bending the Russian line back upon itself. By this time, however, Russian reinforcements under General Lestocq had crossed the Russian rear from Altov to turn back the French advance. Though Lestocq's arrival would be closely followed by that of Marshal Ney's corps, the 11th hour Russian counterattack succeeded in achieving a tactical stalemate as night fell quickly over the battlefield. By the morning of the 9th, the Russians had withdrawn upon Königsberg, and with casualties amounting to over a third of their original number, the French were in no condition to mount an aggressive pursuit.